Welcome back to Test Talks by Presto, the podcast where we simplify the science behind material and package testing. In this episode, we're answering one of the most frequently searched questions: what is the vibration table cost, and what factors influence it? Whether you're a manufacturer, quality control manager, or someone stepping into the world of packaging and product testing, understanding the cost of a vibration table is essential before making an investment. But it's not just about the price tag. Knowing what you're paying for is just as important. So, what goes into determining the vibration table cost? In this episode, we break down the main elements that affect pricing, including table size and platform dimensions, motor type and speed control, load-bearing capacity, digital features and programmable settings, build quality and durability. We'll also cover important questions people often ask, such as: is a vibration table necessary for my business? How does it replicate real-world transport conditions? Can it help reduce product damage during shipping? What's the difference between a basic and advanced model? We take a closer look at how vibration tables are used to simulate the effects of road and transit vibrations on packaged goods, especially in industries like beverages, food, electronics, and pharmaceuticals. Understanding these applications will help you figure out not just the cost, but the value of integrating this tool into your testing process. Our insights are based on years of experience and real-world feedback from industry professionals who rely on precision testing equipment every day. By the end of the episode, you'll have a clear picture of what to expect in terms of vibration table cost and how to choose the right model for your testing needs and budget. So grab your coffee and hit play. This episode is packed with practical info that could save your company time, money, and a lot of trial and error. Stay tuned, stay informed, and as always, test smarter, not harder.